If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike here with Bridget in beautiful downtown Cleveland. Actually, we're in a suburb of Cleveland. People ask us where the show comes from. We're in Cleveland. Joe Galuski is in Syracuse when he's with us. The guests are from any place around the world. And Sonar and our engineering team is in Vero Beach, Florida. And the satellite uplink, if you're listening on terrestrial radio, which is your normal radio stations, is satellite uplink in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And, of course, you can get us anytime on RadioMD.com, as call letters, of course, or whose theme is Stay Well. One of the things that was interesting in the news this week was that junk food cravings are linked to a brain lapse. Now, you'd say, of course, you don't eat bad food intentionally. Yeah, you do, because you're addicted to it. But this is the reverse thing. That is, people who can't resist that fat-filled fried goodie, if you will, that's laden with sugar, you actually can blame it on a brain lapse. That's right. Giving into cravings for high-calorie junk food is associated for a lapse in your brain that controls self-restraint. That's what Canadian researchers reported this week in a new study. It's part of your prefrontal cortex, the cortex that is in the very front of your brain, that lets you control your own behavior. It turns out that normally you have this active, and when you see a Chips Ahoy or something, or McDonald's burger or fries or something, you use that part of your brain to, in fact, say, hey, that's going to make me sick, I shouldn't have it. And you're right, and you do it. But you put your frontal cortex offline, and it may be that the addiction, that is the hormones released for addiction, turn that off. So probably the best solution for you being healthy is to keep your brain healthy. And one of the things that keeps your brain healthy is getting a flu shot. And another, of course, thing is a little exercise. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it is avoiding sugar, because sugar is one of those things that causes you to produce damage to the proteins when you have too much sugar. That is a sugar level over 110. Bridget, did you get your flu shot yet?
I did not. Exercise today, does that count?
Yes, exercise counts. But your flu shot is something. The reason being is the flu is one of those things that causes inflammation throughout your body. And when you have inflammation throughout your body, it's as though you have a whole, just think of yourself as being 50 pounds more overweight, Bridget, and it's all in your belly. That's the essential of what the flu does. It causes that much of a inflammatory response, as though you had 50 pounds of belly fat releasing cytokines, releasing those things that cause inflammation. So if you're going to put off your flu shot, just think of yourself as gaining 50 pounds in the meantime if you catch the flu. Clearly, the flu is at a low level still. We're really lucky it's at as low a level on September, let's see, this is updated through October 3rd. It's as low a level on October 3rd this year as it has been any year in the past 11 years, according to the Google Flu Trends Tracker and flutrends.com. So it's a very low level, which is great news. So you're going to get it next week, is that right?
Next week, 100%, yes.
Good. So it may, this is really important for people who are older, like myself, and who probably have plaques in many of your arteries, because one of the things that releases, that causes those plaques to rupture and you to have strokes or heart attacks or memory loss or impotence or wrinkles, all of those things that are caused by a blood vessel that occludes, and the heart attack and stroke and memory loss are what we think are the worst, but it's kidney failure, etc. All of those things, it is a acute inflammatory response or chronic inflammatory response that causes those plaques to break away. So whether it is 40 extra or 50 extra pounds of belly fat or the flu, that's important. And the other thing is these sugar bombs, avoiding sugar bombs, because sugar causes this as well. It destroys the proteins which cause you to accumulate belly fat, and thus you end up with more belly fat and more inflammatory markers. So there's a story about the Girl Scouts and sugar, right?
Yes, it's so disappointing. So this past week, Nestle launched two extremely sweet chocolate milk drinks that are liquid versions of two of the best-selling Girl Scout cookies. So Girl Scouts, an organization that for 102 years has been invested in trying to build up girls and helping them to gain a better future, are licensing their logo to this toxic drink that will ultimately harm the same girls that they're trying to help in their mission and overall goals by promoting childhood obesity. The two drinks are going to be Nesquik Girl Scout Thin Mints and Nesquik Girl Scout Caramel Coconut. So each of them are 16-ounce bottles, and there's approximately 48 grams of sugar, which is the equivalent of about 12 teaspoons of sugar, and that's about 3 to 4 times higher than the safe limit for a child to be drinking each day.
That's so just like drinking a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi-Cola or whatever it is, a Mountain Dew. It's the same darn amount of sugar.
Yes, exactly. It's so disappointing that Girl Scouts is taking part in this.
And so this is an is there a campaign to get the Girl Scouts to de-license it, or is it fait accompli for a while?
I'm not sure. I didn't read anything about anything like that.
So as far as we know, this is a done deal, and the Girl Scouts will be licensing their logo to a product that's toxic, if you will. And the good news from this, if you will, is that it's made nearby in Solon, Ohio. So at least it will help the economy, even if it kills people.
I mean, Nestle announced that they launched the two drinks this past week, but hopefully there will be enough of an uproar from parents that they'll consider maybe unlaunching it.
or changing its makeup so that it can be a healthy drink. Now, are the Girl Scouts selling this when they go door to door?
It didn't say. It just said that they had licensed their name to the drink, so it will have the Girl Scouts logo on it. But I would
so for those of you who are go ahead.
I was going to say, I would assume that it would be anything like all of the Girl Scout cookies, where it would be included in the catalog and what they're selling door-to-door.
I'm going to go out of line. If you want to hear the order of the radio show and get the information beforehand or even get the information during this, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Dr. Mike Roizen, or you can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, @gmail.com, and just put subscribe in the subject line. You'll get the news of the week in a long form. It's about 20 pages of the best news of the week. Plus, you'll get the order for the radio show sometime before the show is on. I'm going to break with that order now because of time. We've only got a minute left. I want to get the one study in. This is the EPA. Fish are still contaminated with a phased-out Scotchgard chemical. I don't know how many of you use Scotchgard. It was wonderful. You put it on my ties before I would wear them, and even if I spilled junk on them, the tie was still good. You could just wipe it off. It was really wonderful stuff, Scotchgard, but unfortunately it has a chemical in it, PFOS. The 3M company voluntarily stopped it, but all the fish from lakes. So every lake they've tested in the United States still has this chemical in it, which is an endocrine disruptor, causes you to increase your risk of cancer, heart disease, as well as a whole bunch of other problems. We'll be right back after the break. udocs@gmail.com, 877-711-5211.